Successfully procrastinating creates failure better than anything else I know. Successful procrastination. Wow, that's a great subject. Well, I hear this so often because people say, I'm a procrastinator. Scott, you know, if you could just help me with this procrastination problem, things would definitely be different. Now, I agree with them. I say, yeah, you're absolutely right. You've identified the challenge, the strategy. And why do we procrastinate? Why is it so devastating? I think sometimes if we can see the why, we won't just mouth the words, but we'll see what we're doing and then we'll change it. And the reason it's such a devastating strategy and why it's such a failure creator is this. It deceives us into believing that we're succeeding or that we're not failing. Think about it. Like, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to have this great body. I'm going to have this great health. I'm going to have these great finances. I'm going to invest in myself. I'm going to become better starting right away. So what we do is, and I've done it a million times in my life too, so I'm not pointing fingers, is then we tell ourselves, you know what? I'm going to polish off this half gallon of cookies and cream ice cream. Or I'm going to, go ahead and, watch one more TV and put off, that investment in myself, doing what I should know or improving myself tonight. And we deceive ourselves because instead of saying, you know what, I just choose to fail right now. I'm not going to do what I know I need to be doing and building my future. And what we do is we say to ourselves, well, tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow will be perfect. I'll have more money. I'll have more time. It'll be a better time to do it. And therefore, not only do we get the anticipation of success, and anticipation alone can give us the feeling, but also we avoid failing. Because if we just said, you know what, I'm not doing it, then we'd be like, oh no, that would be failure. And that would be the feeling of failure. So how do we avoid that feeling of failure? We deceive ourselves. And how do we deceive ourselves? Procrastination. And we'll have lots of helpers with that. Oh, tomorrow, mañana. So that's why procrastination is such a devastating strategy. And if you've been doing it, try our other strategy that we describe in here. Take action. Take massive action and take it now. This is going to change your life and it's going to pay off big time. Then if it's going to have that big an impact, it's good enough to do immediately. So you can put off procrastinating and take action now.